Of course, in a rural community, a great deal of the battle is going to be solved by the kind of leadership that that particular community has. If that community has strong leadership that wants to assert the importance of the community, to protect it against all exploitation from the outside, either political or economic, then it will be a strong community, and it will have a strong leader. The village chief will be a very strong fellow. If he is a communist, he will take the village and make it communist. Surely, I understand that. But if he is a non-communist, if he believes that there is better hope for his villagers by cooperating with the government, benefiting from the programs that the government has, then he will lead the people to work together to improve the village and to improve its defenses against the communists in that situation. At which point, the communists will come in and assassinate him. And they killed a lot of village chiefs exactly for that reason. Once in a while, they would take a particularly corrupt village chief and execute him to say, you see, we are on your side against this corrupt man.